to Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's always good to talk to my friend Daniel Silva, president and CEO with the Kansas City, Kansas Chamber of Commerce. Daniel, how are you doing on this beautiful Thursday?
I am excellent, Playmaker. Always a pleasure. Enjoying the sunlight. It's beautiful out today.
You know, it's a great month, Daniel, as we're celebrating Black History Month, and I see that y'all are celebrating as well over there.
Of course, you know, and I just want to take this time, and, you know, it really, the contributions the African-Americans make to the culture, society, history, the economy, that's year-round. But it's really nice to be able to carve out a month and just say thank you to all the Black-owned businesses, all the mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, for everything they've done for this country and continue to do for this country and the economy.
So, Daniel, let's talk about some of the things that's coming up with the Chamber. I understand there's after-hours going on this evening.
There is. We are having our business after-hours tonight at the Moose Lodge, 1999, from 5 to 7 p.m. We are going to be in person. It's off of Turner Diagonal. You can still register online on our website, kckchamber.com. You know, it's a great opportunity just to bring people together, get people networking, connecting, because that's what we do very well.
Oh, yes, yes. And tell me what else is coming up with you, Daniel.
Very excited. We did launch our Congressional Forum speakers and dates. And for those of you that are not familiar with what we do with Congressional Forum, it's essentially our public policy luncheon on the third Friday of every month. And we've got a great lineup of speakers between now and October. And we're bringing in senators, Representative David, the Attorney General, a bunch of folks, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Transportation. I think it's important for our people to get involved and listen to our elected officials, but also give them input on what they are doing right and what they're not doing so right.
Right, right. Now, you have to tell me about what I see on here. Small Business University. We got that coming up in April. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we're currently recruiting small businesses to take part in this program. It is our first foray into really getting drilling down into technical assistance for all small businesses. And we saw during the pandemic, you know, a lot of our small businesses, and I'm talking 0 to 5 employees, 0 to 10 employees, you know, they do what they do very well, but they often don't have the assistance or the support to do the other things like marketing, like the finances, personnel policies, HR policies. And so we put together a program that will help our businesses ramp those skills up so that they can be a better business and grow.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I like what you're doing with that, Daniel. And of course, you got some signature events coming up. Tell everybody what that would be.
Yeah. And again, this is all live online already, but we do have our business expo at Children's Mercy Park in April 14th. We're expecting between 80 and 90 small businesses to have booths at this event. It will draw between 300 and 500 people. And now that we are able to get back, you know, in person, and we will be outside, and if we need to, we can go inside as well. But we're excited to have people come out. We do our annual golf tournament in the middle of July 13th. And then our annual gala, we're bringing it back, you know, on November 18th. And we're excited to have these events, full-fledged, full-force events. Hey, we're excited.
And I hope I can make this gala this year. And unfortunately, I couldn't make it this last go-around. But I want to be there for this one coming up in November, Daniel. So hopefully I could be there so I could suit up and look good as you.
You got 9 months to get that tuck.
And that many months lose weight too, Daniel. Get some of these pounds off of me. Tell them if they want to learn more about Kansas City, Kansas Chamber of Commerce, where they can go and get that info.
Absolutely. Thank you. KCKChamber.com and all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat once in a while.
Yeah, and a great way to get introduced tonight at the Moose Lodge, 1999 from 5 to 7 p.m. for the business after hours too, Daniel.
Sounds good. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I had to remind them, make sure they know that's going on tonight. Daniel, thank you for your time. Appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, Playmaker. Appreciate you.